Kuya Burns, let me just tell you what God is telling me right now. And I said, what do you mean? He is telling me to tell you that one day I am very sure that you will be a very good father to your children.
Wow.
I was dead on my traps. I'm like, this guy has no idea that I was just praying for that.
Hi, Langa.
This is Jared.
And this is Apple.
Welcome to the Langa Speaks podcast.
Join our beloved conversations
about God's love and joy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Langa Speaks podcast. And today is a special episode because we have a visitor.
Yeah, someone who keeps coughing today.
Yes, who's been sleeping in this room.
Hindi
na dudulas ay sleeping. Medyo mali yung intonation ko dun eh. Oo nga. Kaya nga. Marami siyang details na nadulas.
In the past week. Grabe. Yes.
And this guest is nagbabalik kasi na-interview ko na siya before. Pero ako lang.
Oo.
So this is a different episode altogether.
Tsaka medyo iba yung tono nyo last time compared to episode.
Oo, strangers pa kami nun eh.
So after three, in the dark.
Yes. After 3 years, nagkita na rin kami.
In the flesh.
Yes, in the flesh. And I'm so happy to be able to have this particular guest in our podcast.
Grabe,
in the flesh.
Pero sa nila nga, it's been a while na may guest tayo sa podcast.
Oh, syempre.
Na in the flesh.
And of course, who am I na natanggihan ko tong guest na to? Especially when my rates has been increased to 4 digits dollars.
Per hour!
Charot lang. Charot lang. Actually, that's the one that he promised me. I'm like, sige, lagay na kita talaga dyan sa seat of wisdom. Nilalayo na po yung mic. Anyway, no other than our dear friend, Mr. Burns Ordonez Kaasi, ang ating guest for today. Parang wala man lang jubilant praise.
Ay, jubilant praise?
Magsasalita na ba?
Oo, yan. Sige, pasok. Kailangan ma-entrance him.
Oo. Hi, mga langga. Hello, mga ka-unboxing. Una kong sasabihin, hindi po totoo yung pinramis ko na Risa. Wala akong pinapramis na kahit ano.
Ba't sigurista? Bakit patalita trabaho?
Sigurista, no? Baka mamaya kasi marinig ng mga boss natin sa halo. Sabi, nagpa-promise ka na hindi namin alam, ha?
Sa mga boss namin, joke lang yun.
Hindi naman nila naiintindihan.
Personally lang, jokes are half met.
Hindi naman nila naiintindihan, kuya.
Anyways, for today, we kind of decided pag-usapan natin kung ano yung fresh experience ni Burns.
At ang rason kung bakit nandito siya.
Yes, ang rason kung bakit nandito siya is dahil na-delay yung kanyang package. Hindi dahil sa pag-usapan natin ngayon. No, anyway, in all seriousness, pag-usapan natin yung World Youth Day.
The recently concluded World Youth Day. So si Burns, nag-attend ng World Youth Day.
Mm-hmm. Sa Lisbon.
Sa Lisbon.
And World Youth Day has been around since?
1986.
Ang galing kita mo.
Siyempre.
Kanina kasi nag-usap kami. Sabi ni Burns, alam nyo, yung first team pala ng World Youth Day is apologetics.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya
galing,
sabi ko, talaga? Sabi ko, hindi ko nga inalam yun.
Alam ko lang yung first ever na sa Rome.
Oo.
Yun lang alam ko.
Actually ako, yung naalala ko lang talaga, yung sa 2013. Hindi ko na maalala yung theme nung 2016.
Right.
2013 kasi is go and make disciples eh.
Bakit special sa yung 2013?
Kasi doon kita nakita.
Yay! Good answer. Yeah.
Dahil sa World Youth Day 2013 ko po nakita ang
at
aking
dahil lang. Dyan, mga langga, trivial lang ha. Earlier today, dahil yan sa World Youth Day na 2013 na yan, late po natuloy yung mga anak namin kasi kakahanap ni Jeric sa mukha ko doon sa video of the vigil ma.
Gusto ko kasi ipagyabang kay Burns. Sabi ko, alam mo Burns, wala pa akong pagtingin kay Apple during that time. Pero during the vigil, during the adoration, merong part na we were like 3 million plus dun sa Copacabana Beach adoring Christ. But then, no flash sa isa sa mga screen yung mukha ni Apple na naka-veil, I'm like, kundo ni Apple dun ah.
That was 2030. Yeah. 10 years later naman, that same experience, napalate yung tulog ng mga anak namin. Very good ka.
Hindi ko makita talaga. Siguro for my eyes only. Baka nanaginip lang ako.
That was a singular divine moment of adoration.
It's an eternal instant. Sabi nga ni...
Na-segue yung adoration.
Oh, eternal instant para sa akin yun. Kasi, bilhin mo now that I think about it, parang, di ko akalain na yun yung maging mother of my kids and my budol approver.
Dami mo ang parinig na witness ko ngayon mga parinig mo kay diba? Ate Apple. Diba? Gusto bumili ng coffee grinder.
Oh, diba? Totoo diba?
Gusto bumili ng appliances.
Yan, yan ang tinatawag mo dyan, sinisingit mo lang sa kanyang psyche.
Pag bago nga matulog, binubulong ako pa eh. Pumayag ka na.
Nagtatangs.
Anyway.
Kasi balik natin. So from 2013 yes. all the way to 10 years later, si Burns naman, yung nakapunta dun sa World Youth Day.
Thanks be to God.
So ano yung pinaka-memorable? Kung sa akin, ang memorable experience sa akin, yung isa sa mga memorable experiences yung vigil.
Mm.
What is right. it naman sa'yo? Kasi you went there as part of a delegation.
Yes, so I went to World Youth Day. It's my first World Youth Day experience. First time sa Europe. First time kong nakita ang Santo Papa ng harap-harapan. Kasi nung nakita ko siya sa Philippines, nung hindi pa ako Catholic, hindi nga malayo ko eh. Damit lang talaga nakita ko.
Damit lang talaga?
Parang nangyari na damit lang.
Kasi my mom and I, we were still Protestants back then. By the way, background sa mga listeners natin, I used to be an anti-Catholic Protestant. And then, yeah, sabi ko sa mom ko noon, sunugin yung statwa ng mga santo. Anyway, you could listen or watch to my conversion story dito sa Langaspeaks podcast. Search lang yung name ko. I forgot ano episode number yan. Baka ilagay na lang ni
tagal
Kuya
na,
sa link.
Tagal na.
That was three
first
years ago.
First season pa namin
yun. Oo, yun yung unang beses tayo nakita. But guys, you can just search my name sa YouTube, Unboxing Catholicism. Lalabas dun yung conversion story. Now, anyway, so noong 2015, the Pope came here. Mga 3 to 4 hours kami nakapila ng mom ko or nakatayo. And then nung dumating na yung Santo Papa, nagkagulo na yung mga tao kasi hindi siya, yung pila
siya
sa Manila, hindi katulad ng pila sa Portugal na civilized. Hindi naman sa hindi civilized sa Manila, pero naging excited talaga yung mga kababayan natin na natabunan kami ng nanay ko.
Mm.
As in talagang, nung dumaan yung Pope Mobile, nakita na lang namin yung puting vestment niya.
Ah.
Yun lang. So for me, even though I saw the vestment of the Pope as a non-Catholic at the time, alam niyo yung pagod nung 3 to 4 hours kang nakatayo doon. Napawi lahat. It's all gone. There was this grace of seeing the successor of St. Peter, just the vestment. And I was reminded of what was happening in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, we read of accounts that people were getting healed just by the shadow of Peter.
Mm. Yes, right? Yes.
There were even accounts na people are getting healed in Acts 19 just by getting the handkerchiefs that were touched by the Apostle Paul.
Mm.
So, the sacramentality of the faith. Biglang naging sacramentality of the faith. But this is true, guys. No? As Catholics, we are so blessed that even the material things around us can bring us to Christ. And so, that experience of seeing the Pope, yung vestment yun no 2015, it left a mark on me. As a someone who was discerning my way into the church. No, talagang yun yung turning point sa conversion story ko, if you will listen to it. And so now, fast forward to 2023, I did not just see the Pope's vestment. I was right there in front of the Pope when he passed. And our delegation was blessed enough to be at the front seat. Not really front, no, because that's reserved for the cardinals and the bishops. But we were in the first sector. Talagang kitang-kita ko yung Santo Papa. I was able to spend time with him in adoration. And I think for all World Youth Day delegates, kahit saan sa mundo, ito yung ate, Kuya Jeric, yung pinaka-highlight eh. One of the highlights is just being there with more than 1.5 million young people from each country, literally each country of the world except Maldives. That's the only country that that didn't send its delegation in the World Youth Day. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, the World Youth Day of Lisbon is the only World Youth Day where all countries are literally present except one. I don't know kung may ganun sa ibang World Youth Days, no?
I think this is the first, if they say
yeah.
so.
Yeah, and then, so imagine ninyo, no? Just imagine mga langga, 1.5 million people, maingay yan. But when the host, when the Eucharist, when the adoration started, it was dead silent. Everyone was just adoring. And right there, I was typing on my phone because throughout my trip, no, because World Youth Day is just one of my many trips in this journey. I've been away from the Philippines for more than a month already. And in the vigil, I wrote something, and this is the first time I'm revealing this publicly. I typed in my phone, "Lord, I am seated on the grass beneath the clear skies of Lisbon. The hope of your church is here. The now of God is here." Now that phrase, "the now of God," is something that struck me when I read Christus Vivit. It's the exhortation of Pope Francis that he wrote 2013, 2014, mm-hmm. I forgot when.
One of his earlier, ano?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. one of his earliest writings as the 266 successor of St. Peter. And it's a letter to all young people. So mga langga, please, no, kung meron kayong time, basahin nyo. Sobrang easy read lang ng Christus Vivit or Christ okay. is Alive.
Okay, babasahin ko na.
Basahin mo na, Kuya Jen.
I remember reading that when
Times
came
New
out.
Roman 12. Double but, space.
Yeah. I remember reading that when it came out kasi parang nirelease niya sa so parish natin. Na.
No? And then doon, sinabi ni Pope Francis that the youth of the church is the now of God. It haunted me in a good way. Until now, hindi ko makalimutan yun. So, balik tayo dun sa vigil, no? So I was writing here, we are gathered to worship you, Lord, to adore you, and to invite you into our hearts, that you may continuously change us according to your image from glory to glory. And then I was, of course, I wanted to sit at the very farthest front, yung pinakaharap na makakaupo para makita ko yung nangyayari, no? So I was seated with the Spanish delegation. Kasi hindi po ako pumunta ng World Youth Day kasama ng diocesan or parochial delegation. I came there with my American friends from Halo, which happens to be the number one Catholic prayer and meditation app kung saan maririnig niyo po si Kuya Jeric everyday, no, sa pagninilay ngayon, leksyo at iba pa, tsaka gabay. So I went there with an American delegation. At first, akala ko, Kuya Ate, na medyo left out ako kasi hindi ko kasama yung mga kababayan natin But then when I was there, I was not distracted. Siyempre, wala akong kakilala eh. Ang kakilala ko lang doon sa vigil, doon nung nagpunta ako sa harap, umiwalay ako sa mga kasama ko, it's just me and the Lord. And the 1.5 million souls that were praying there in complete silence. And for me, I will never forget that. In that place, in that time, in that very moment, everyone in the church, men, women, young, old, sick, unwell, LGBT, whoever you are there, worshiping the one God who loves us all, who embraces us all. And you know, habang ginagawa yung vigil, naalala ko yung message ni Santo Papa dun sa opening message, sa opening ceremony. The thing with the opening ceremony, nahiwalay ako sa grupo ko. Mm. So, konting kwento. I spent the whole time listening to the Pope's homily, trying to get to my group dun sa harapan. Kasi I had to help some people, eh, no? Nagpunta pa, I did something, na late ako, so hindi ako nakapunta doon mismo sa... I think I went to the Mass of Cardinal Tagle. No, he had the Mass with the Filipino community. Nag-usap pa kami ni Cardinal Tagle after. And then pagdating ko doon sa opening ceremony, nandun ako sa labas. Yung Halo team nandun sa harap. The Pope has arrived. Nagbibigay na siya ng message niya. So technically, pinakikinggan ko yung kanyang message.
Habang nag-forward ka.
Pinapasok ko yung buong crowd. Isang oras mahigit, mga langga, mga unboxing. Nandun ako. Pero nagtataka ako... Mayroong mga sinasabi ang Santo Papa na kahit di ko naiintindihan, I felt so, you know, blessed and nagsisigawan yung mga tao. And one thing that the Pope mentioned that I will never forget, paulit-ulit sinasabi niya, todos, todos, todos. Ano kaya ibig sabihin ng todos, no? And then after that, after nung whole day, I went to my room in the Airbnb where we were checked in. I read the transcript of the script. Of the message of the Pope, because you can do that, by the way, no? You can search it sa Vatican website. And todos, todos means everyone. Everyone has a place in the church. And right there in the adoration, everyone literally had a place in the heart of Christ. So mga langga, kahit nasaan ka, kahit sino ka, you have a place in the heart of Jesus. And that is a strong message for me.
Alam mo, going to that, connecting to that, I went to 2013. Kasi diba sa atin, during the time that we were preparing for World Youth Day, may interview kami. Para malaman kung nadun ka ba para lang man chicks
or... Eh, ganun ang ginawa mo.
Sorry, kasi hindi naman chicks yung ate mo eh. Ano kasi siya eh, langga talaga siya.
Olay!
Beloved.
Beloved talaga.
So anyway. Sinamin mo nga. Going back.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Wow. Okay.
Wait. So ang nangyari nun, interview, tapos na, I still remember the question was, bakit ako pupunta ng World Youth Day? And my question, I didn't even prepare for it. The thing that went out of my mouth was saying na, I want to see how big my church is.
Right.
And if it's still worth being in the church.
Amen.
I want to see what are people trying to fight for.
Exactly.
Because I was a cradle Catholic. I was newly minted in the community. Usually, nasa community lang ako more for the food than for the... the fellowship and the worship.
No? Yes, yes.
But anyway, of course, I forgot about that interview when we all did the, I kind of had new friends through you guys, through Apple and everyone included. And I can still remember, nung end na, nung final mass, our group leader, si Ate Sarah, which is a good friend naman, ninang ng ating anak, tinanong niya ako, nung nagdi-disperse na yung crowd sa Copacabana, sabi niya sa akin, ano, Jeric?
May type do you ka think? Ba?
Hindi naman. Sabi lang, ano, Jeric, sa tingin mo ba, have you seen how big your church is?
Kasi siya yung nag-interview sa'yo.
Hindi siya. Si Kuya, okay. Kuya yung nag-interview sa akin.
Okay.
But, of course, kinukompile kasi nila yung mga questions.
Right. Okay,
and then,
okay.
Sabi niya, have you seen how big your church is? And how beautiful it is. Kasi grabe talaga na touch lang. Iyak talaga tayo hanggang sa pinaka last day. And that resonated well with me na that the church, through that, we were 3.5 million in that particular mass. And the church is truly alive.
Amen.
When you are experiencing World Youth Day. How is it about sa'yo naman?
Naano lang ako sa memory, nasa memory ni, yung memory ni Burns about that particular moment sa World Youth Day, yung adoration.
Mm.
Kasi nga 3.5, tsaka yung sa Brazil noon, hindi dapat yun talaga yung venue for the vigil night and for the final mass. But it was amazing kasi 3.5 all squashed in some unplanned place in Copacabana Beach, the entire strip. Chaos, yeah. Absolute chaos. Kasi nga, that wasn't the planned place. Everybody was just looking for a spot for the night. But the minute the Pope raised the monstrance, even for those few seconds, tabid pa naman kami ng beach. Copacabana Beach, diba?
Yeah.
Pati yung waves nun, diba? Tahimik niya, Brad.
Kahit super wind siya.
No, but I was really, I think that was what really struck me, was that okay,
kasi
not everybody naman went there like believing in God. Not
for
everybody
sure, not
was
everyone
on
were pilgrims,
the beach, and not everybody was pilgrim. There were a
we
lot
were
of
in the busiest place in Rio.
Exactly. And people were just, people had all different, but for those few seconds na tinaas ni Santo Papa yung monstrance, absolute silence, absolute reverence.
And the thing is, sobrang takot pa kami, Brent, sa. Sabi ko, hala, mapupunta tayo sa Copacabana. Guys, please keep all of your valuables. Kasi there are news na maraming pickpocket and everything. But in our delegation, we were a big delegation. No one got robbed.
You know?
Like, we were just there. And it's such a beautiful experience to be able to be in silence with God nga during that time. And that's where I saw your beauty also.
I will. Kaya hinahanap-hanap mo kanina kayo na-late yung mga anak natin.
Sabi ko, ito na ba yung sinasabi ni... Sabi ko, ito talaga yung sinasabi ni Fulton Sheen eh. The beauty of the soul. Diba?
Ano?
Nakalimutan ka na. Tapos sabi mo, reflects itself upon the face.
Okay.
Sabi mo pa, Kuya Jeric, nung kumanta pa si Matmar ng Lord, I Need You. Mamaya, Apple, I Need You.
Lord, I Need You. Alam mo, nung sabi ko, ang bata pa ni Matmar noon. Tapos nung nagpa-picture si Burns, sabi ko, palolo na siya.
Lagot ka kay Matmar.
It has been a decade. Yes, that's amazing though. But amazing though, so many things can happen in a decade.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's one of the highlights, Kuya. No? That's a moment of grace in silence.
Mm.
And one of the things na I think maganda rin na ma-bring up natin sa World Youth Day is yung conversion. A lot of people would say a lot of nasty things about World Youth Day. But me as a pilgrim who experienced it for the first time, I saw, no, there's this place called the City of Joy. Doon po sa City of Joy, mga unboxing, mga langga, meron doon 150 na confessional. Iba't ibang languages.
Yes.
800 pari po ang nagpakumpisal doon. And it's estimated that 15,000 people went to confession each day.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't we supposed to be happy? Sabi ng Biblia sa atin, whenever there is one sinner who repents and goes back to God, the whole heaven rejoices. Isang sinner lang po yan. This is 15,000.
A day for an entire week.
Exactly. Yeah. And wow, I mean, this is so amazing. You see, and this is, even me, you know, I experience going through all of these activities. Meron din doon 129 booths ng iba't ibang ministries ng ating simbahan. Nandun ang Corpus for Christ. Nandun yung mga religious brothers and sisters natin. No, nandoon yung mga iba't ibang communities that we are going to realize there is a place for everyone in the church. Are you into acting? May ministry for that.
True.
Are you into writing? Meron for that. No? Are you into apologetics? Meron for that.
Are you into music? Kasi yung mga ibang mga Catholic na mga musicians, they also had times na they were able to perform din, di ba?
Yes. Speaking of conversion, si Apple mismo doon nag-convert eh.
Oh yeah, tell us about that.
Oh, di ba? Nag-convert ka. Oh yeah, kasi gusto mo nang pumasok sa religious order. Ah. Isa sa mga booth na yun.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go.
Tina-target na ni Apple isa sa mga booth na yun. Bakit nga pala, di ba pumasok ka sa isa sa mga orders? Hindi ka ba pumasok sa isa sa mga booth?
Yun yung malupit noon. Kasi pumunta nga ako sa World Youth Day. One, my intention for World Youth Day was to receive an answer from God with regards to my vocation. Kasi I was really praying. Sabi ko, Lord, sawang-sawa na ako. Sabi ko, sawang-sawa ako sa kakahintay kung ano talaga yung plano mo sa buhay ko. Ganyan. Right. So inip na ako. Sabi ko, Lord, just give me one solid answer. I don't want even parang a leading or whatever. Yes. I want an answer. So I spent the entire World Youth Day looking for an opportunity to be able to speak to a nun of any order.
Yes, for some reason. May mga ganun dun eh, one-on-ones.
Oh,
yes.
For some reason, wala man. Wala talaga. Anytime that there's a nun that I could talk to, biglang mawawala. Biglang, ano, iba siya. It'll always be a priest.
Actually, mga langga, I think I remember this time. Naiinis pa ako kasi group leader ko po si Apple sa World Youth Day, no? Naiinis pa ako sa kanya kasi parang lagi siyang may hinahanap. Nadidelay yung buong grupo namin.
Madre syempre, pala hinahanap.
Oo, syempre gutom na ako. Parang gutom na kami. Ano ba, Apple? Saan ba tayo pupunta? Kasi lagi siyang may hinahanap. Nung pumunta tayo sa parang City of Joy nga.
Yes.
You were also looking. At the time, it was called Vocation Fair, right?
Parang may Vocation Fair tapos merong parang...
Ganun pa rin naman ang tawa.
Parang Field of Mercy or whatever.
Field of Mercy, I think that's the one.
Tapos parang... Ano po to si Apple? Parang hindi niya alam kung saan kami pupunta.
Oo, kasi like,
lagi siya may...
Basta palagi akong nakatingin and for some reason, anytime I found a
Kala ko naman boys yung hinahanap.
Pwede din sana eh.
Kasi, ito nga hinahanap niya eh.
Hindi nakita kasi yung kagawapuhan ko during that time. Kasi,
nag-glow with the spirit.
Medyo kasi tawag dito, medyo sunog na ako from the sun. From the Brazilian sun.
Copacabana ba naman?
Pero na talaga, anytime I got to talk to a religion, it was always either a brother or a priest. And they would always talk about family. Bad trip talaga ako nun. Inaaway ko yung Diyos sa mga dasal ko. Tuwing misa ko, tuwing confession, nagagalit talaga ako.
I have a question, Burns. Is there any person in this World Youth Day, random person that you don't know,
yep,
that really had an impact to you?
Super. I've met a lot of new friends, not just in World Youth Day. No? To give context to our unboxers, I've had a long journey. More than a month na. So after departing Manila, I was in Japan. I had a spiritual experience in that 20-hour layover kasi I visited the temples.
Yeah, you saw someone.
I visited the temples of Japan. And then after that, I went to Chicago, gave talks to two Catholic Filipino communities there. So that's another spiritual experience. And I was taking note of all of these experiences, no? So after Illinois, I went to Ohio. Sorry, for Louisiana muna for a Halo retreat. So that's again another spiritual experience. And then I had this Defending the Faith conference at Franciscan University of Steubenville with Scott Han, Patrick Madrid, etc. And that's another spiritual experience. Lahat sila, Ate Apple, Kuya Jerick, nagpa-pile up. Then parang ang culmination niya is yung World Youth Day na parang nandun lahat nung confirmation. No? So all throughout the journey, I want to share something to our listeners. No, I've always prayed every single day for what I would love to call divine encounters. No, so I would ask the Lord in prayer, simple prayer, Lord, help me to make this day count that I may encounter a soul who is meant to bless me or a soul that I am meant to bless in one way or another through your grace, not through my own efforts, but through your grace. So of course, I had personal intentions. Whenever we pray to God, maganda na may intentions tayong specific. No? So I'm praying for particular things na iniisip ko about vocation, about mission, ministry. And then for each place na pupuntahan ko, mayroong confirmation. And then I remember at one point in World Youth Day, this was in the, I had the chance to be part of the US Pilgrims Night. And wala kaming ka-idea na yung US Pilgrim, well, baka ako walang idea pa, kaya kasama ko alam nila, Bishop Barron pala yung keynote speaker. No? So I was right in front, Bishop Barron was just there, I was so awestruck, na kasi pinanonood ko lang yan sa Word on Fire. Tapos ngayon, naharap-harap ko na siya. No? He led us to adoration, he led us into Eucharistic procession. I had these thoughts about vocation, family life, fatherhood. Somehow, meron ka, of course, I'm sure naramdaman mo to, Kuya Jeric, na when God called you to the ministry or vocation of being a dad and a spouse, it's not an easy thing. There are questions, there are insecurities. Kaya ko ba itong gawin? Magagawa ko ba ito? You know, what are the steps that I need to take to become a good and faithful spouse? How can I be a good father to my children? Yan yung mga prayer intentions ko, yung mga lifelong intentions. So yun yung mga iniisip ko. And then there, in the adoration, Bishop Barron said something about vocation. And it kind of affirmed that, yes, fatherhood is a vocation. Parenting is a vocation. Pero minsan makulit kasi tayo. May sign na binibigay na si Lord sa atin, nagda-doubt pa rin tayo. So may mga tanong pa rin ako. And then, in World Youth Day, there is this tradition of giving, exchanging stampitas, rosaries, mga religious items.
From your country
From my country. Eh, syempre, ako, nagdala ako from our country. But since Halo sponsored the whole World Youth Day, nag-print tayo, Kuya Jeric, ng 10,000 prayer rosary cards na may QR code.
So, akala ko may dala kang suman eh.
Hindi.
Grabe.
Di yata pa bagay. Hindi yata baka panis na yun.
Wow, naman.
So, So, namigay ako ng rosary cards. No?
Yeah.
So, yun na yung parang in-exchange ko. And then, this is where I met people from Lithuania, from Poland, from different places. And then there's this one guy, kasi yung tanong mo, meron ba akong one person na hindi talaga makalimutan? No? Gabi na noon, madilim na yon. There's this one guy, I randomly gave him the rosary card of Halo. And then suddenly, it felt like he wanted to tell me something.
So, na-feel mo na.
Na-feel mo na. Parang may gusto siya sabihin. Sabi ko, so, hey, where are you from? And then
Akala ko sasabihin mo, Ayo's Pose.
Ayo's Pose. No, no. So, nag-hi ako sa kanya. No? His name is Sean. And then, suddenly, when I gave him the rosary card, he's saying, oh, you're the guy from Halo. I know Halo. Yada, yada. And then he said, can you please pray for me? Because I am discerning my vocation. I'm like, wow, I mean, this is so random. I have never experienced in World Youth Day to be approached by someone asking for prayers. So we talked, no? I asked him, what are you trying to discern? Do you have a spiritual director? And then we've exchanged Facebook details, no? He wanted to keep in touch. And then I just, you know, encouraged him because he seemed to be so stressed. And then he seems to have a limited idea of vocation. Kasi initially pala, ang pagkaunawa niya sa salitang bukasyon, dapat siya magpare o mag-religious brother.
Yung option.
Very narrow. And I cannot blame him. Because whenever I give talks in parishes, in different dioceses, merong notion yung mga tao, may bukasyon ka ba? Pag tinatanong nila isang tao, may bukasyon ka ba? Ang iniisip nila, magmamadre ka ba o magpapari ka ba?
Right.
But that's a very limited view of vocation kasi lahat po tayo ay may bukasyon. So I listened to the guy, no? He's very young, no? Mga nasa early 20s pa lang siya. Very young, pero kala mo naman natatanda ko na.
Yung kilay ko, maamang na sa knee ko.
Tapusin na nga natin yung episode na ito. Bastos ito eh.
Joke lang.
Kagabi pa ito ba? Parang kagabi pa no. Dun sa may fiesta no.
Ay, nako. Okay, anyway. So, nakikwentuhan kami ni Sean. And then, wala naman akong alam sa complete state of his soul. And I just told him, you know, in discerning our vocation, we need to keep calm and realize that all parts of the earth can be sanctified. You can be a saint as a father of a family. You can be a saint as a doctor, teacher, whatever you do. Yun yung vocation mo. Your vocation is not limited to become a priest. Because
no, hindi na siya religious calling.
Oh, your vocation in the very first place is to become a holy person, to become a saint. Now, how you become a saint, that is something you discern with complete trust, complete freedom, and complete surrender. Don't overthink. Kasi feeling pala ni Sean, kailangan na niya mag-decide on that night of adoration anong magiging siya. So when I told him, keep calm because you just need to have a current clarity at each stage of your discernment process. It doesn't happen overnight. And then sabi niya sa akin, you know, you said what you told me is so liberating. For some weeks already, sabi niya, sobrang stress na daw niya discerning kung magpapari daw ba siya o hindi. Kasi feeling daw niya, magigilty siya pag hindi siya magpapare.
Para si Apple na.
Oh, di ba?
Gagalit na kay Lord, di ba?
Hindi. I get. No, continue. Oh, yeah, I'll try later.
Yeah. So, alam mo yung nag-uusap kami ng ganyan, nag-egress na yung stage, na nagpatay na yung ilaw. Na, we were just in the middle of the field. Nag-aalisan na ibang mga, tinatawag na siya nung kanyang mga co-delegates, but he didn't wanna go. And then he said, something that I will never forget. Kasi he didn't know. Siya lang yung hingi ng prayers eh.
Uh-oh.
I didn't tell him what I was praying for. And then I just told you ano yung mga intentions ko. And then he told me, Kuya Burns, let me just tell you what God is telling me right now. And I said, what do you mean? He is telling me to tell you that one day I am very sure that you will be a very good father to your children.
Wow!
I was dead on my tracks. I'm like, this guy has no idea that I was just praying for that.
Mm.
I was just praying for, you know, the vocation of being a parent.
Si Sean is American, right?
American-Filipino.
Kaya pa ng kuya.
Nag-convert na si kuya. Naging Filipino rin.
I forgot that detail.
Akala ko Lithuanian. Tapos naging...
Polish ng kuya.
He's an American-Filipino. He knew little, very little Tagalog.
Okay.
And then you know what else?
Alam niya yung kuya.
Oo, alam niya yung kuya. I was struck kasi after niya sinabi, parang nagulat ako na parang, ha? So I just hugged him, placed my hand on his head and told him, in the name of Jesus, I declare, I just, you know, gave him my prayers, and he was so touched. And then he said, I have here a relic of Venerable Fulton Sheen.
Wow.
Can we venerate it together? So you just imagine a field already dark, you know, with two random guys talking to each other. They just met, and then we bowed down and just venerated. Take note, mga langga, venerated, the Hindi worship.
Uh-oh.
We venerated the relic of Fulton Sheen. And then he told me, I will give you a prayer card. Let's put this in this second class relic so that it becomes now a third class for you. And then he gave that to me. And I went back to my colleagues, and actually yung colleagues ko hinihintay na nila ako. Sabi, Burns, nasaan ka ba? Kakain na tayo. And I was just completely awestruck by that experience. And you know what happened next?
Mm.
2 days after that, during the vid, I think it was, yung kinikwento ko sa inyo kanina, no, na I was trying to wade through the crowd para makapunta ako dun sa harapan. In just before I reached the front part, I suddenly randomly stopped at one part of the, you know, the crowd. Whole crowd. Suddenly, Sean was there again. Kuya Burns, hello! So I'm like, oh, this guy is here. Kamusta, bro? And then, you know, it's just amazing how the Holy Spirit works.
That's right.
Amazing. Amazing.
I love those.
And sabi nga natin, di ba?
Divine encounter.
In the whole stay of Burns here in this place, sabi ko, hindi, matik na yan. You'll be a good, ano. Katapos ngayon, nawi-witness pa niya. Nung una, hinihiya yung mga bata sa kanya, no? Pero ngayon, kanina, hindi na siya makapagtrabaho.
Gusto nilang dalawa na nanonood anong ginagawa ko sa Hollow Work. So wala na.
Pinasok pa yung mga pang podcast nila.
Meron na siyang preview of what fatherhood is. Especially kaya he's gonna be working from home.
Kaya pala naging 4 digits na. Kasi na-appreciate niya yung effort mo.
Correct.
Grabe. Grabe ang Diyos. Amazing. Salamat sa providence.
Salamat, Panginoon, sa iyong mga salita.
Wala lang akong ubo, kakanta rin ako eh. Kainis.
This is such a beautiful story.
Thanks
be
to God.
Pero alam mo, like, random lang din. I mean, I don't have to share the whole thing. Pero I had a similar experience din.
Go share the whole thing.
I share the whole thing. Ano to? Pero yun nga, yung just that, yung mga unexpected, yung mga, you don't have to tell other people your prayer. But when you ask the Lord talaga na, please Lord, hindi ko na alam.
Yes.
I really want to hear your voice na talaga. And you can't demand the time of when God will answer you.
Yes.
That's why mine was literally the night before we were gonna fly to Dubai. Kung kailan ko naman natanggap yung sagot ng Diyos sa akin, that it was so clear, it was so real, na sabi ko, okay, alam ko na. Kasi like, finally, ayun nga, sinukwento ko, nagalit na ako, yes. Na-stress na ako kasi nakahanap ng mga ganyan-ganyan. I don't think my understanding of vocation was limited, but I was so set on, asking the Lord to lead me to an order na. Kasi, yes. Kasi wala akong boyfriend noon. Walang umaaligid-iligid nung time na yon.
Hindi mo pa kasi nakikita si kuya eh.
Eh, oo. Tsaka like parang...
Hindi mo pa nararamdaman yung shadow of my abs.
Hanggang ngayon, shadow lang. It never became a real thing. Joke lang po yan.
Kasi kanina, we were talking about the shadow of Peter. Pero naisingit ko lang.
Oh, shadow of the abs pala. Shadow lang talaga.
Oh. Wait mo, no? Nagsiswim pa lang siya. Second month pa lang niya.
Abangan mo, Burns, pagdating mo
dito. Pagbalik ko rito.
Hindi na shadow to.
Outline. May outline lang pala.
Okay, go.
Okay lang. Oh, go ate.
Sana ko.
Nandun na nga. No,
ayun
last
nga.
Na.
So yung parang last yung night. Buong time na naghanap ako. So parang yung last night na namin. Sabi ko na sa Diyos. So ano na to, lahat kami magkakaibigan. Yes. Naging friends na kami. So ganyan. Sabi naman, sige kakain tayo kasi na-miss ko na yung kanin. Feeling ko si Burns in the past month na-miss din niya yung rice. Grabe. Anyways,
grabe pare.
Hinahanap yung rice pare.
We were eating in a Japanese restaurant.
So, sabi ko, sige guys, yung church na palagi namin binabaan from the train station. Mm-hmm.
We never got into that church.
We never got in.
Because it's just a normal church.
Yeah.
Wala siyang World Youth Day significance siguro.
Wala siyang World Youth Day vibes.
Oo, ganun. So, yung ginawa na lang,
kasama si kuya niya. No?
Oo, kasi nga, we became like a big group of friends.
It's like our final dinner. Yes. Tapos, super lakas ng ulan, bro.
Uh-oh. As in, reunite pa
let's
siya.
Just eat and just go back kasi baka magkasakit pa tayo. Mm-mm. And whatever.
Pero at that particular night, for some reason, I felt drawn to that church. And I said, you know what, guys, mauna na kayo. Just give me a minute. I just need to pass by the church for a minute. And it was just literally katabi ng restaurant. So, pumasok ako. Tapos, iyak na ako. Iyak, te. Grabe, niiyak ko.
Pero iyak mo, parang ganun.
Ano yung nasa isip mo na umiiyak ka?
Kasi na ako. Sabi ko, Lord, I know you never disappoint your children. You have mm-mm. never disappointed me. Okay, maybe I don't know where I'm going when you promise your plan. I don't know what your plan, how your plan will unfold. Pero you've never disappointed me ever.
Yes.
Pero bakit ngayon sobrang galit na galit ako sa'yo? Kasi wala pa akong palipad na ako bukas. Sabi ko, pabalik na ako. 13-hour flight yun from Brazil to Dubai. Sabi ko, wala pa akong sagot. Eh, ilang buwan na namin pinag... yung formation namin before right. World Youth Day. So technically, yung World Youth Day journey namin started months before even World Youth Day started. Sabi ko, wala pa po akong sagot. Lahat ng ibang mga dasal ko na dinala ko sa World Youth Day, nasagot niyo po. Ito lang po hindi. Ano na talaga? Stress na ako, ganyan. And at that very moment, and I was praying and I was asking the Lord, please just give me an answer. You don't have to show me who, you don't have to show me where. I just need an answer of where this is going.
Right.
And it just so happened, I think it was also a U.S. Delegation. Because at the church, I didn't notice, kasi I literally had that whole thing that you see in movies. Yung parang everything was quiet, everything was ano. Because I didn't notice anything. It was just at that particular moment, I said, Lord, please just give me a yes or a no. I just need to be reassured na hindi mo ako nakalimutan. Ganun. Tapos, at that particular moment, for some reason, I can't even remember the question that I had. But it was just a moment in my prayer when I was just asking the Lord a specific question. And I suddenly heard the voice of a group of people that were in the church. They were having an activity post World Youth Day that I didn't even realize that there were other people in the church. And there was someone who was giving a talk. On fatherhood, on manhood, not admonishing, encouraging the men. So, parang he was speaking along the lines of, men, you know, we have to stand up. Right. Because the women, the future wives, the future mothers of the generations of this of our church needs us. We are not called to be passive. We are called to be leaders. We are called to be active. We are called to bring our families closer towards Christ. Ganon. Kasi yun yung prayer. Sabi ko, Lord, okay, kung marriage, let it be. Pero bakit wala siya? Wala akong maaligid, mga ganyan-ganyan. Affirm me na may meron pa para sa akin. Pero wala eh. Sabi ko, bakit wala? Wala ako nakikilala. sakto yung sagot ni Kuya. Doon pa yung pumasok yung pagka-Disney Giko kasi yung nagsasalita pala si David Hendry, yung actor sa Wizards of Waverly Place sa Disney Channel. Catholic pala siya. Uh-huh. Tapos I think it was a basta ito sa US. Basta ganun yung ano niya, he kept talking about how the church calls us to be fathers, ganyan. He kept talking about the men. And then he also spoke about the wind. Please pray for your brothers here beside you. It's not easy being a man of God. Bigla, at first, I can't even remember what stage I was in my prayer. Pero sobrang sakto yung sagot. Sa sobrang sakto yung sagot, double yung kagulgul ko. Iyak. Kasi right after that, I really received... It wasn't even a nudge from the spirit anymore. It was a real solid answer from God. Na I know it was the voice of God telling me that, Apple, my plan for you is for you to be a wife and a mother.
To find that man that Henry talked about.
No, not to find. God even didn't tell me that. Okay. God told me, he said, you will be a wife and a mother. Doon ako nawindang. Kasi sabi ko, wala akong kilalang lalaki who would fill in the non-negotiables for lack of other whatever, right, to who would fill in whatever, but God promised me, sabi niya, my plan for you was not for you to be a nun, to not be a single blessed ano ganon. Mm-mm. It's to be a wife and a mother. Instead of being happy naman, nagulat ako.
Minsan ang gulo talaga natin.
Oo, nagalit ako. Sabi ko, okay Lord, sobrang real siya. And I knew it was God speaking. I really, really felt in my deepest soul of soul, sabi ko, okay, it's God speaking to me. Pero nagalit pa rin ako. Kasi sabi ko, okay, fine. Pero sino? Sino yung magiging partner ko? Kailan yung mangyayari yun? Tapos number...
Doon ako pumasok ngayon. Ails post.
Ikaw pala yung nag-ails post.
Hindi. Tapos to bring it
back... Nahulog ba yung gamit ni Ate Apple? Kasi ikaw ba nakapulot sa simbahan? Joke lang.
Pero ito pa yung ano, this is where I connect with Sean. Kasi yung, ano ba to? Yung, na ano, yung prayer na sinabi mo, natakot na ako. Kasi sabi ko, okay, wife and a mother. Pero kasi it doesn't sound, for lack of a better word, doesn't sound holy.
Oo, kasi nga, iba yung idea ng worlds of vocation.
Yeah, sabi ko, wife and a mother, ibig sabihin ko, mag-aaway ko sa asawa ko, ipagluluto ko siya, asikasuhin ko siya, yung mga bata, alagaan ko, paano ko maging holy? Sabi ko, Lord, bakit ganun? Gusto ko yung parang nagpa-pray lang ako, nag-journal ako. Gusto ko yung ala, ano?
Ano yan, sister act?
Gusto ko yung mala sister act, or like sound lang. Gusto yung mga sound of music, yung mga kakanta.
The hills are alive with the sound of check out. Iba yung tono ni Kuya. Check out.
So okay. Yun.
Shopee! Yung pala kinakanta.
Pero yun, kaya nalungkot ako. Sabi ko, it doesn't sound so sanctifying. Kasi sabi ko, paano yun? Eh di hindi magiging obvious sa mga tao that I'm striving to be holy kasi wala akong belo. And then that's where the Lord gave me yung parang a lesson in humility in the next couple of years until today.
Yeah.
Na parang, akala mo porket nakabelo sila at ikaw hindi. Ibig sabihin, hindi ka pupunta sa langit. Amen. Hindi ka magiging holy. And that's where I discovered, okay, kaya pala, marriage is the primordial sacrament. Primordial ba yung tawag doon? Yung term?
Yes.
Because nga the plan of the Lord also in this world is to create His kingdom. And how will He do that through the family? And it was so beautiful how World Youth Day has revealed na not only did it produce yung mga priests, yung mga nuns, right, out of the how many decades of World Youth Day.
Mga engagements dyan.
Mga tipo ni Burns, yung mga tipo ni Burns na form.
Yun, exactly. Diba? World Youth Day also, I kept forgetting, World Youth Day also produced good marriages,
exactly,
and good families.
Yeah. Which is, alam naman ng mga langga natin na na-engage tayo sa World Youth
Yun
Day.
Yun nga yung malupit.
At doon talaga kami kumanta ng Esta es la juventud del Papa. Esta es la juventud del Papa.
Sabi namin,
ito na lang yung huli natin makakapag-chan kasi magkakanak na tayo.
Hindi na yun. Sakit na lang likod
ko. Magiging ano na tayo, tuyot.
Wait, but that chant is so memorable.
It's
too, guys.
So ano, it's so addictive. Pero wait, yes. Okay, so random question lang. Okay. So dahil you come from so this is where you go back to something that you brought up earlier.
Yes.
So it was your first World Youth Day, and you also had a background on anti-Catholic Protestantism.
Ay,
ito yung nangyara pag nare-record ng alas dos eh. Nawawala yung mga ano
alas dos na po.
Alas dos na po. No, but purely because there is a certain... how do you call for not bias or a certain way,
certain perspective
that people have towards World Youth Day,
yeah,
in the Catholic faith,
right
those who see it as like a Catholic Woodstock that's been taking place in different parts of the world since the 1980s.
Gawin natin bago naman. Ano ba yung uso ngayon ng mga concert?
Hindi ko alam
yung mga nasa,
hindi ko alam yung Woodstock eh.
Anyway. Catholic rock concert. It's like a Catholic.
Sounds like 19.
a Catholic Eras tour.
Swiftie ka pala, hindi ko alam din.
Let's say.
Galing mo, no, but anyway, just because you would have, especially in your experience in the past month, you've met people of different, not practices,
journeys
within the Catholic family and their perspectives on the way how different things are being practiced in the faith,
right?
And one such would be the World Youth Day. And Jeric and I have always been very vocal about the importance of World Youth Day sa buhay namin and the impact it has on us, not only coming together but also us spiritually. What would you have to say about people who would play statements na, ay, World Youth Day, kaguluhan lang yan, chaos lang yan, it's just a reason for people to just cause all kinds of mayhem in whatever country around the world.
Ano lang yan, yung mga concert festivals.
Oo, concert festivals.
Right. Coachella.
Oo, or there is no sense of reverence. Kasi, ano ba yun? Mamamisa sila sa gitna ng park? Sa loob ng
dumi-dumi.
Beach?
Tapos,
eh, diba?
Paano pa mamomonitor yung mga communion? Tapos, ano?
Tsaka hindi naman lahat na nagbebelo sa beach. Ganyan. Exactly. Or kung ayos yung pumupunta sa misa, hindi, siguro hindi naman lahat katoliko. Mga ganyan. What do you have to say about your experience with regards to receiving? For sure, narinig mo yung mga ganyan na mga statement.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
What do you have to say with regards to that?
Even before World Youth Day, there have been a lot of criticism already, and I think we can expect that from any side or quarter of the church, there will be criticisms about each pope, about each celebration, about each activity. But when I was there, you know, when I was there, I was reminded of what it could have been when Jesus was doing the Sermon on the Mount. Alam niyo ba? Also, isipin niyo, no, when you have the chance, read Matthew 7 bang Sermon on the Mount. Basta nandiyan po, mahaba yan. It's a long, long sermon. Jesus had to be with thousands of people. Just think about it. Let's say they are, or kahit yung feeding of the 5,000, you know, or whatever account sa Bible na maraming nakikinig kay Jesus. Sa tingin niyo ba, number one, lahat sila nakabelo? Number two, lahat sila tahimik. Lahat sila nakaupo.
Lahat nakapantalon.
Baka iba ko nga, passerby lang eh.
So, imagine the chaos of the Lord teaching in front. Ang nakakarinig, kasi dati nung bago pa lang ako sa faith, even as a Protestant, I used to think that everyone was just silently listening. You know? But then, we know human nature. That's what's beautiful about Catholicism. We are so down to earth and realistic in our exegesis that we take into consideration the psychology of people. So imagine, if 5,000 people were listening, or in the case of World Youth Day, 1.5 million people were listening. Sa harap, lahat sila. You could say siguro 80% nakikinig. But as you go farther, ando sila sa mismo. As you go farther, ito may LCD projector na ha. Nakikita na nila.
Meron pang digital translation.
May nakikita kang kumakain, may nakikita kang nagdadaldala, may nakikita kang natutulog eh. No? So, I would like to imagine, and I'm not saying this is official church teaching, that when Christ was teaching Sermon on the Mount, the same thing was happening. Children were playing. You know, just think of your normal Sunday Mass. Merong mga batang nagtatakbuhan dyan. That is the church journeying together. And that for me is a lovely image of Jesus being there wherever the church is. I am not going to say that the World Youth Day is perfect. Definitely, it's not going to be perfect because we are a wounded church. But what is so appalling or what is so surprising is this. There are a lot of, I would say this, no, radical traditionalists. Not saying traditionalists. Yung mga radical na extreme. Kasi may ganun naman talaga. Even
in
as
every,
a
pro- in yes, every faith. Yeah.
As a Protestant, extremist ako before in a way. Pinapasunog ko nga sa nanay ko yung mga statwa, di ba? It's just so funny, Ate Apple, Kuya Jeric, na there are some people, no, in other instances, they would make statements like, okay lang, nakukunti lang tayo sa simbahan, basta yung mga tao nasa simbahan, alam yung pananampalataya, they live up the faith. So they have a vision of a small but purified church. That's how they read some of the writings of Pope Benedict. Akala nila yun yung vision ni Pope Benedict, no? And that's a limited view. Now, the same people who think of it that way, it's so funny, they will make statements like, ay, ang konti-konti naman ang umaten sa World Youth Day ngayon. You see what I'm saying?
Sabihin nila na, from 3.5 in ganoon. Ngayon, 1.5 na lang.
So, nakikita ninyo, kahit saan mo ilagay ang isang tao na may critical spirit, mayroon at mayroon siyang sasabing hindi maganda.
Right.
Okay? So, nung kukunti ang tao, gusto nila yon. No? Ngayon naman na dumami yung tao, magre-reklamo sila. Ngayon, pag dumami yung tao, may reklamo pa rin sila. No? So, para, for me, the critical spirit is not something from the Holy Spirit. You know? And we will always have people around us who are like that. That's why I believe, you know, in Unboxing Catholicism, we teach 3 Ds. No? Yung doctrine, dialogue, and discernment. The first that is very important there is to be a discerning spirit. We have to listen to the heartbeat of God through prayer, spiritual direction, and discernment. So going back to World Youth Day, you know, what will I tell people who have a lot of things to say? Well, ang daming mga Catholic influencers, quote-unquote, na nag-publish ng kung ano-anong mga criticisms. Pero pag binasa mo yung articles nila, lagi sinasabi, I heard from my friends who were there. Yeah. You know, I heard from accounts. I read from some articles like
I
this.
I saw this in a picture. Oh.
Yeah. I saw this in a picture, in a video. Okay, granted, may mga lapses, may mga pagkakamali doon sa ginawa sa World Youth Day. And for me, I think the Lord is perfectly okay with this, provided that sincerely, these people who committed mistakes, they did not do it with malicious intention. I mean, who are we to judge the intention of people? As a Protestant before, I would always tell people, ay, lahat ng Katoliko, sumasambayan sa mga rebulto eh. Pero pag tinanong mo yung mga tao na nagbabawbaw sa harap, nung umuyo ko sa harap ng rebulto, sinasamba niyo po ba? Hindi. They know perfectly na hindi nila sinasamba yun. They show respect by bowing just as a Japanese would show respect to another person through their cultural bowing. What I'm trying to say here is, sometimes people without a discerning attitude or spirit would be too quick to conclude internal disposition based on external manifestation.
Right.
But we cannot determine the intention of people just by the action. It says a lot, of course, no? So let's say, World Youth Day. Meron dong issue na bakit daw nasa Tupperware, quote-unquote, nasa Tupperware lang yung mga host nung Blessed Eucharist. No? Pero if you will read the whole story, it was not intended to be in Tupperware. They were in metal ciboriums,
yes.
You know, placed very carefully.
Yes.
And then nilagay sila sa malalaking plastic, not plastic, containers for transportation, not yes. for adoration.
Not
my
for
goodness,
adoration.
My friends, no?
And they were never, because we had friends who were volunteers. Yes. And they told us that those ciboriums were never left alone.
Exactly.
It was always just before the Mass was going to start.
Right.
It was always for the distribution to the priest who would be distributing
yes,
the communion.
Exactly. Now, when I went to the City of Joy, I saw the Adoration Chapel, quote-unquote. No? And my personal opinion was, why? It could have been better. No? But I don't have previous World Youth Day experiences to compare it to. Sabi ko lang, it could be better. But then, at the back of my mind, I had this quote-unquote rules thinking. It should be like this, it should be like that, because that's my inner world. That's my perception of things. But then, when I started spending more time encountering the people who were there in the City of Joy, I felt like, tignan mo to, Burns. No? I was talking to myself, look at these young people. It's not as grand as the ones I saw in St. Peter's Basilica. But the people were kneeling, the people were praying, they were crying, And who knows what's happening in the hearts of these young men and women before the real presence of God in the Eucharist. So the message that I want to get across here is, let's not be very quick to judge. No, and I want to encourage people, you know, go to Word Youth Day. Experience it. You are part of this global movement. And you know, tama yung sinabi mo kanina, Kuya Jeric, no, that the church is so big. One of the highlights of my World Youth Day experience is singing the chants, attending the mass, carrying our flag. Well, hollow flag yung dinala ko, no? Pero we were seeing all the flags of the world. And that for me is a great testament of the universality and the Catholicity of our faith. In fact, when I talked to Jonathan Rumi, the actor who played Jesus in The Chosen, this is also his first World Youth Day. So parehas kami, first-timers kami dito sa World Youth Day. And I asked him, what is your best memory here? No, I told you off the air that since we sponsored Matt Marr and Jonathan Rumi for this particular activity, we flew them in. We had this two-hour breakfast with these two great gentlemen. They were telling, Jonathan, the first timer, was telling me, it's just to witness people from all over the world worshiping Jesus. That is going to give you goosebumps.
Exactly.
I cannot, you know, the podcast that we're doing now, it's not enough for me to capture all the grandeur, the splendor of what I have experienced. Kahit siguro mag-vlog ako, magsulat ako, if you're not there, if hindi mo na amoy yung mga bagong gising na pilgrim doon, if hindi mo na na-experience yung portalet, well, hindi ko naman lahat na-experience.
You have yet to experience
that.
Also being a part of a foster family.
Exactly, di ba? Parang,
all of these things.
Yeah, you can criticize all you want, no? May pansinin yung mga langga. May patterns yung mga kaibigan natin o mga influencers na puro kritisismo sa Santo Papa at sa lahat ng nangyayari sa simbahan. I leave to your discernment to see what the patterns are, but there is a pattern, and that is not a healthy pattern. That is not of the Spirit.
So mga langga, kung meron pa kayong duda, I hope that this episode has sparked interest in you to look into this journey.
Uh-oh.
Journey towards Christ.
Yeah.
Journey towards seeing His young church, that there is hope, that it is a church worth fighting for.
Amen.
And this World Youth Day has always been in our hearts. It has created this family. Christ has used this event for Apple and I to meet and to build this family. And it's also a dream for me to be able to bring the kids to World Youth Day one day. Maybe not
so
in Korea.
Binawi agad din. Excited na ako eh.
Ang joke ko sa...
Ayaw ba niya, kuya?
Sabi ko kasi, magvo-volunteer kami sa World Youth Day Korea, no?
Oh, mga langga.
So parang napakahirap.
Disclaimer kasi.
Na maging volunteer lang din ang mga anak ko.
Disclaimer kasi mga langga, technically, as a pilgrim, until 35 years old. However, yes, you can volunteer until 60. So yun yung the minute the Pope announced where the next location of the World Youth Day 2027
and it's in Korea.
Will be.
And alam naman nating lahat na si Apple ay hindi nandun para sa Santo Papa.
Ay,
nandun
grabe
siya para sa Santo
ibang,
Opa.
Ibang Papa.
Santo Opa. I'm so excited to be able to use my light sticks to guide the pilgrims. Kamsahamida. But anyway, mga langga, I hope that this episode medyo bitin, no? Pero I hope that ang aim naman natin sa episode na to is maging interesado sila, diba, sa World Youth Day. Kasi ito eh, it's a thing, it's an event where you can meet Christ in different experiences, right, and more so in different peoples, diba? Yun talaga makikita mo na katulad nung na-meet ni si Sean, naging Kristo kay Burns.
Yeah, amen, amen. Yeah.
So Burns, any last messages para sa mga langga?
Well, mga langga, I hope to see you in South Korea.
Hey! Ayun
sa iyo. Kamsahamnida. Actually, marami pa tayong pwedeng pagsama-samahan, ano? So 2024, Unboxing Catholicism is organizing a pilgrimage.
Yes, please invite them also.
Holy Land.
Yes.
So, sama-sama po tayo nila Father Franz Dizon dyan. And then 2025, we can all go to Rome for the Jubilee Year of the Families.
Yes.
Okay, why 2027, not? Doon baka po tayo naman mag-World Youth Day sa South Korea.
Yeah.
So, kung iniisip po ninyo na imposible makapunta po kayo dito, to tell you, until weeks before World Youth Day, inisip ko rin po imposibleng makapunta ako dyan. I had problems with my visa. I didn't know how I would go there. But to tell you, after po, the Lord has provided, when you say just, yes, Lord, I trust you, everything
yes,
else will
exactly,
happen.
Exactly, exactly.
And the rest is history. I did not just go to World Youth Day. After World Youth Day, I went to Madrid, Barcelona, Milan, Roma, Geneva, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, kung saan saan na po tayo napadpad. And I'm so excited to unbox the faith with you through traveling. Yeah. Oh, that's another episode. Unbox the
and
faith.
Ang traveling naman ay hindi lang naman nalilimit sa mga bansang pinupuntahan. Baka ito ay traveling din towards, you know, a state in life.
Oh, diba? Oh, journey.
Journey sa puso ng iba.
Sino kaya yan? Anyway, bago ko ano-ano pa sabihin na itong dalawang to rito, gusto ko lang
bakit? Affected ka? Hindi naman ikaw dito tukoy namin.
Diba ako?
Oh.
Diba ako? Okay, okay, okay.
Kami so, nilang gawin journey towards it.
Totoo naman.
Kami naman ni Jerry.
Minsan nandito siya sa puso ko. Minsan nandito ako sa puso niya. So,
ay nako, itong dalawang to. Guys, kung ma-witness nyo lang yung
kalandian
namin. Itong dalawang to, sobrang inspiring in a good way. Ah, kita nyo
ang
ngayon.
Gusto po talaga niya sabihin yung kabastusan na.
Uy, o ganyan, ibang episode
kaya
yan.
Kinaupo na siya. Kinaupo na.
Huwag ganun, guys. Okay. Ito na, seryoso na. No?
Bili. Baka gumagabi na kasi baka naging explicit version.
Tapos, isa rin sa Pilipinas.
Tapos, imbitahan mo na yung mga listeners
na yan.
So, yun nga po, Unboxing Catholicism, isang advocacy, isang podcast that helps you discover the truth, beauty, and goodness of the faith so you can defend it clearly without being preachy. If you want to learn how to do that, meron po akong ebook na hinanda, 10 Tips on Defending the Faith with Clarity and Charity. Download it for free sa www.unboxingcatholicism.com/starterguide. Pag binuksan nyo yung libro na yan, makikita nyo yung mga tips natin. And you will also unbox How to Get Hollow, the number one Catholic prayer and meditation app in the world, 90 days free.
Yes, oh, all diba? Of these details, we will put it in the show notes para hindi nyo ma-miss. And of course, magre-release na rin kami ng ebook on how to handle alandi.
Without being
preachy.
Kainis.
This is me, Jerick.
This is Apple.
Always reminding you
na palangga ka sa Diyos.
See you next week. Hopefully. Bye.
No.